Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Okay, we've been trying to get this segment in. How many times, Don Jackson Blattner? I lost track.
Man, it is worth it. It is worth an anti-inflammatory diet. Here we come.
Here we come. See, that's what I say. It's one of the things we can control. In this world where it feels like there's a lot we can't, we can control what we eat, and you don't get crazy on us. You give us really, like, things we can follow. And first, will you tell us what inflammation is? Because I do see this as sort of a thing now, the anti-inflammatory diets and the foods that kind of are responsible for inflammation and or can contribute to it and things that help. But tell us what it is in general.
Yeah, this is a hot topic. You're not kidding. Everybody's talking about it. And so here's the deal. Inflammation is the immune system's response to a problem. So basically, if you have inflammation, it's your body saying, whoa, something's going away. There is some perceived harm. And so what happens is our lifestyle contributes to this inflammation. So, for example, if you smoke or if you eat low-nutrient foods or you don't sleep enough or you have high stress or you're not exercising, all of those things tell your body there's a problem. And then your immune system starts going into overdrive and causes this inflammation.
Check, check, check. Was it stress?
Here's what it is. So your body thinks it's in an alert problem mode if you smoke, have low nutrient foods, don't sleep well, have high stress, and are not exercising often. So those are the self-care things that we need to tell our body and all of the cells and our tissue in our body that everything's okay. Systems are working. And if we don't do those things, our body thinks something is wrong. And so that's what inflammation is all about. And so good news is, I mean, that's scary stuff, actually. You know why? Because inflammation can be associated with things like cancer, diabetes, heart disease, even depression. So it's a big deal. This is like a big deal, but there is good news and there's a lot that we can do. Many of those things I mentioned are under our control.
Let's get to it because I'm fascinated by this and I feel like I am paying more attention now more than ever to my diet and what I eat. You know, we have lots of junk food at our house. It's a big thing. We do the binge eating while we're watching, you know, shows together and we've kind of just tried to contain it. We still have snacks and we still do that, but it's just, I'm trying to just be good in this area to, you know, to help, fight off whatever comes our way. But okay, so start us off.
That's the right attitude. You don't have to go like cold turkey totally, but here's what's so cool about food is that when you choose the right food, there are nutrients that actually can turn off this emergency signal and help reduce all of that inflammation. And, you know, it's all the stuff you hear me talking about, but the first most important one is produce. Fruits and vegetables, all the spinach and the apples and the kale and the broccoli and the cauliflower and everything that you can think of that's a fruit or a vegetable, that is going to help tremendously turn off that emergency inflammation signal of our body.
What did you call those before? Prebiotics. I thought of you today because I bought a drink specifically because it had that word on it. I don't even know if it was a great drink or not. It didn't taste all that good. It was kind of grainy, but it had prebiotic on it. And I thought, Dawn mentioned this, and she said this is highly important.
Yeah, it's true. And what's so cool is that you can get prebiotics in all of those fruits and vegetables that you're eating naturally. And so, you know, again, it doesn't have to be that you are a perfect fruit and vegetable eater, but it's like, hey, if every day you can say, okay, you know what, did I get a fruit or a vegetable at breakfast or lunch, dinner? Like, you know, just look at your, I call it visual wisdom. Look at your plate and say, like, is there a fruit or vegetable here? If not, shove a couple of veggie sticks on the side, right? Put your leftovers on a bed of spinach. You know, have a half of an apple with the junk food that you're eating, right? Like anything you can do to get more fruits and vegetables in is definitely anti-inflammatory. Also on the list of very anti-inflammatory foods is fish. You hear about this all the time, the Mediterranean diet, anti-inflammatory diet. The core piece of protein there is going to be coming from fish, especially the fatty fish like salmon and tuna and sardines. I mean, so, you know, if thinking at lunch, you can make yourself, tuna, or at dinner, once a week. You can think about having a piece of salmon that cooks so quickly in the oven. Like, anything you can do to get that fatty, good-for-you fish in your body, like, do it.
Okay, now there are people that don't like fish, don't are vegetarians and stuff like that. Where are you going to find that if you're in that boat, if you're in that situation?
I mean, it's tricky. I really encourage people to embrace a more pescatarian type of lifestyle, but it also is in plant foods like walnuts or flax seeds. Those are two places that you can really find some of those, you know, good fish-type omega-3 fats. But in general, fats are good for you. So beyond, like, the omega-3s in fish, healthy fats like in all nuts, all seeds, avocado, olive oil, I mean, it's huge. So, you know, if you're at breakfast and you can, like, have a half of avocado with your omelet, or you are thinking, like, oh, hey, what do I want for a snack? Can you please think about grabbing a handful of nuts and seeds? You know, like sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, almonds, pecans, pistachios, walnuts. I mean, any of those things are great. They have a great crunch. They're great, but they're also great fats that are anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, one of the things when I hear you describe, it just kind of stays in my brain, is that we should take in foods in the way that they're intended to be eaten. So not processed, not all this other stuff. To try nuts and seeds, it's pretty basic, right? And fish and the kinds of things, you legumes and things like that that you mentioned, it's kind of the way they're supposed to be intended. They're not fried, they're not, you know, dipped in stuff and processed.
Yeah, I am crying a little bit because, yes.
We're exactly learning.
Right.
We're
you
listening.
You are a honorary registered dietitian.
We're listening.
Because, it's, I mean, it is true. And it's not always easy. And, again, you don't have to be, like, you know, from 0 to 100 being perfect. But just really leaning into this idea of the more produce, more fish, more of those healthy fats from nuts, seeds, and avocado, more plant proteins like the beans and the lentils. Those are all anti-inflammatory. And then what I call sort of this extra credit category of anti-inflammatory foods, something that I know you do well, and I really could take a note from you, is tea. All sorts of unsweetened tea, like green tea, black tea, white tea, very anti-inflammatory. And then that whole idea of the spices and herbs that you use, they can be anti-inflammatory too, like ginger and turmeric and garlic and oregano. All of those things are sort of that extra credit for when you're having this anti-inflammatory diet.
Hang on a second, Don. If you have questions for Don Jackson-Blattner, 312-981-7200, text us or call us. Just a note here, they found, there's a study here I'm looking at. And you know, have you heard the Blue Zones diet, where they study the people who live to be the longest, all around, the, you know, the healthiest, the longest, which is an important point. The most centenarians, 100 years old or older, all around the world, they find these little pockets, and they tried to find what connects them all. And there were a lot of similarities in terms of lifestyle and all kinds of things. But the diet portion of it, they found that a diet high in pro-inflammatory ingredients like processed meat and refined carbs could increase a person's risk of heart disease by 46%, stroke by 28%. Contrasted that with a study that found the participants who ate a lot of anti-inflammatory foods had a lower risk of developing this. So this is studied. This is real. You talk about this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the research is linked to everything, like you mentioned, heart disease. You can find studies that this type of eating can help reduce risk of diabetes, cancer, even mood disorders like depression. And, of course, you know, it's like a seasonal affect disorder time where we never see the sun. You know, eating like this can change not only how you look. Like, a lot of people think, like, oh, you got to go on a diet because it's all about weight. It is not the case. Like, what you eat is the magic of how you can feel with your mood, how you can feel with your energy, how healthy your immune system is. Like, it is, it's really powerful, magical stuff. And you don't have to be perfect, but just in the back of your head thinking, like, you know, is there anything a little bit more produce-y I could do here? Like, do I have fish this week in my diet? Like, you know, oh, I should buy an avocado this week, you know, or like a bag of nuts or seeds. You know, just getting this stuff in your house is actually one of the first steps to doing an anti-inflammatory diet.
Totally.
Once it's there, you're more likely to, like, see it in the cabinet and be like, all right, fine, I'll have some almonds, I guess.
Yeah, no, I put it out. I put all the healthy stuff out, and I try to hide the Oreos. That's what I do. I put the nuts and the fruits right in the middle of the table so they're alluring to everybody, hopefully.
Yes.
And then everything else gets hidden, and they have to find it. Hey, Don, hang on a second. We'll come back with Don Jackson-Blattner. It's 219 on WGN. Back with food and nutrition expert Dawn Jackson Blattner. You know her from WGN TV and radio, and you also know her. She's been on the Today Show many, many, many times, contributes there. You even work for the Cubs, too, which I always find is interesting because athletes are now more in tune to what they eat than ever before. And you hear some of the older guys say, yeah, we didn't care about that. You know, Dennis Savard will tell us after they played hockey, they'd just go through the drive-thru at the McDonald's and they'd eat there, and that was fine every day. It didn't matter. But now there's a lot of, I guess there's just a lot of focus on this.
Oh, my gosh, you're so right. Actually, I was the head nutritionist for 10 years with the Chicago Cubs, and I'll tell you this. In that 10-year period, I saw the shift. When I first got there, people were like, you know, give me fast food. I don't care about any of this. And then slowly, performance was a big deal, right? Like, and that's really what food is whether you're an athlete or whether you just need to be more focused at 3 o'clock at your job. Like, food actually can change your performance. And so, I mean, I tell people, don't believe me. Do tests for yourself. You know, eat a lunch that has a lot of produce and good fats in there, you know, salmon, all that. Even feels good. You know, you'll feel great. And then the next day, have a, you know, more processed lunch. And you will feel sleepy. You feel sluggish. You feel irritable. It happens pretty quick. Like, a lot of times people think you have to do this, you know, for a long time to feel differences. Really, if you have a healthy meal, you'll feel differences for the next 4 to 6 hours. You know, food is very powerful.
It can be. I agree. We got a question here. Michael, go ahead. You're on WGN. You got a question for Dawn?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Dawn. Sure. You know, I'm actually drinking turmeric and ginger tea right now as I was listening to this. But
perfect.
My question is, what's the difference of prebiotics and probiotics?
Great question, and I do want to give you a registered dietitian nutritionist A+ for your beverage of choice. That is a totally anti-inflammatory drink. I encourage everybody this holiday season to get a ginger turmeric tea like that. Delicious. Now, a prebiotic, you can think about that as almost the food of a probiotic. So probiotics are the good bacteria that are in our gut, and those prebiotics feed them. So if you have prebiotics feeding your good bacteria or your probiotics, they're going to be stronger and able to sort of keep up and multiply in a good way.
You've said before, because some people will take probiotic supplements, and if you don't have enough prebiotics to feed them, they may not be that effective.
Wow, it's the truth. And the standard American diet with a lot of processed food and sugar actually does not feed those good probiotics. So you really need to shift your diet into all of this high fiber stuff. So all those whole grains and beans and lentils and fruits and vegetables, those are all the food or the prebiotics that your good bacteria need to survive. So yes, you can take prebiotics and pill form, but you can also get a heck of a lot just in a healthy diet.
Hey, Michael, are you a regular ginger turmeric tea drinker? You just happened to be drinking it as she was talking about it.
I actually just happened to be drinking it as she was talking about it, and I had to listen in. I thought this was great.
That's awesome. Well, I hope it helps, and I hope you enjoy it, too, because the taste of it, I think ginger is awesome in tea.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Hey, Dawn, I will say, though, the turmeric is not always awesome alone. You kind of got to hide the taste of the turmeric, I found. Because I bought that in its raw form, and I thought, oh, this is great. Ooh, it's a little earthy tasting if you don't really, know what to kind of hide, if you don't like that.
It's definitely earthy tasting. And the other pro tip is whenever you're using turmeric is to add a little black pepper. Research shows that it will help turmeric's absorption about 2,000% by having that little bit of black pepper.
Okay. What else? We covered the healthy fats, the nuts and the seeds that you can get them from, plant proteins, beans. Haven't you talked about those too? Or those, did we mention those this visit?
Yeah. I think those are so intimidating for people, right? That people are like, what are you even talking about? Like, how would I even eat beans? So canned beans are great. And you can get the low-sodium versions, or you can get a regular can of beans, black beans, white beans, pinto beans, garbanzo beans, and just rinse and drain them. And about 40% of the sodium washes down the drain after you rinse them. And then, throwing chickpeas in a salad that you're already eating is a great thing. Or even edamame is a bean that you could have and toss into a stir fry. Or, you know, instead of a total, like, meat taco, you could do part meat and part black beans or pinto beans. Like, you know, again, you don't have to just sit and eat spoonfuls of beans. Mm-hmm. You know, you can just put it in the stuff that you're already doing. And a lot of people will say, oh, beans are so hard on my stomach. And that's really untrue. What ends up happening is people don't ever eat beans, and then they eat, like, a whole thing of bean chili, and it's going from 0 to 100 too fast. And so if you acclimate and you're slowly using a little bit of beans and lots of different things over time, your body really can do a great job digesting beans.
I do this great dip, but all I do is just go get the black beans, refried black beans. I don't know if that's okay. Are the refried okay? Okay.
Yes,
and
great.
I just grab those at the grocery store. I throw them in with olive oil, garlic, and onion, and it's like the best dip. You can make it into a taco layered salad, but it's just like everyone I know likes it. It's usually what comes out for me at the holidays. I don't know about this year, but it's so awesome. People just, it's just that garlic
you
bean.
Having fun with beans is fabulous. And just when you're buying the refried beans, is just making sure that they're more the vegetarian version and not like a lard-based version. But most of the time these days, most of the refried beans in the store are the vegetarian version. That sounds so good. And the garlic is anti-inflammatory. The onions are anti-inflammatory. And I suggest with that, like you said, how you're doing it with there, it's like a layer dip where you're getting some veggies in there. Or serving it with, you know, those little mini bell peppers, those little baby bell peppers. They're so cute. You can cut them in half and make little pepper scoops for all of your guacamole, salsa, and that delicious Anna bean dip.
I'm trying it. I will. And having fun with beans sounds like our next segment. We're going to do that, okay, Dawn?
Oh, gosh.
Have a good Thanksgiving. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
All right, that's Dawn Jackson Blattner. She's the author of The Flexitarian Diet and the Superfood Swap.